morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. Today we are gathered to remember the life of Glenn Schnicker, who was a son and a brother, and most importantly, a brother in Christ, someone for whom Christ died. And so because of that, we gather together today not just in the sorrow of his passing, but in hope and in resurrection joy, as we look forward to the day when we will be reunited with all of those who have fallen asleep in faith. For the service today, you'll follow the blue bulletin. Hopefully you've all received one. That will get us through the order of service. The words to the hymns are printed for you on the burgundy-colored hymnal, which is in the pew in front of you. And we begin now with our opening hymn, which is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 770, and the congregation may be seated. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Glenn was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We now continue by reciting together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Glenn and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament reading today comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, beginning with verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading today is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia in verse. Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, beginning with verse 7. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now let us join together in speaking the words of our faith, the faith that Glenn shared with us as well. Today we'll do so using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Our next hymn is number 588, Jesus Loves Me. Thank you. To the family and friends of Glenn Schnicker, those of you who are gathered here today to remember his earthly life, give thanks for it, and also most especially to give thanks for God's love and forgiveness and grace and mercy. To especially Roland and Jerry, Dwight, Elaine, the rest of Glenn's family as well. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words that we just sang are so simple, right? So childlike and innocent sounding. I'm convinced that one of the many reasons why people love the song Jesus Loves Me is because it reminds us of a much simpler time in all of our lives. We think about when we were all children ourselves, when we were sheltered and shielded from all of the difficulties that can pop up in a cruel world like the one that we live in. So it's comforting to us in a moment like this one to sing a song that so boldly proclaims the love of Jesus in just such uncomplicated terms. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. When you're feeling lost or afraid, when you're feeling sad or angry, when you are in a church like this one and you're having to mourn the passing of a loved one, a man like Glenn, and you're filled with all kinds of complicated emotions, sorrow that his earthly life has come to an end, regret that these last several months and years are not what any of us were hoping they would be for him, relief that he's no longer suffering, frustration that the way that his earthly life ended didn't have a happier ending to it, with such complicated feelings swimming around in our hearts and in our minds, we hear and we sing those simple words, and they come back to us again and again. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves Glenn. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. At the end of the day, it really is that simple. Jesus loves Glenn. And it's not because Glenn did a ton of things that made him earn the love of Jesus. It's not because Glenn did anything particularly impressive on his own. Jesus loves Glenn. In fact, in spite of the fact that his life wasn't perfect, that gives us opportunity to reflect on this other really powerful thing that that Sunday school song teaches us, which is little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And I know Glenn wasn't really like a little one anymore, but the truth is, in comparison to our Almighty Creator, all of us are little ones when it comes to God's perspective. Glenn had his share of weaknesses. He had a number of troubles. We don't have to recite all of them here. Most of us understand what a lot of them were, and God knows Glenn much better than any of us do anyway, but that song reminds us Jesus came not to heal the healthy, but the sick. Jesus came not for the righteous, but for sinners. Jesus came not for the strong, but for the weak. Jesus loves Glenn. This I know. Or the Bible tells me so. And that was the case all throughout his life. That simple, uncomplicated truth never changed, no matter how difficult and complicated life got for him. Jesus showed his love to Glenn from the very beginning. September 29th, 1968, was the day that Roland and Jerry brought Glenn to the baptismal font. He wasn't even 2 weeks old. He was 12 days old. They brought him to the waters of holy baptism. Some of you know that I like to make a big deal out of names when children are brought to the baptismal font here at Trinity Hoyleton. And I learned something new the other day, that Glenn was named after John Glenn, the astronaut. September 1968 was a time in our country when everybody was really excited about the space program, so what a great idea to name a child after John Glenn, who was the first American to orbit the Earth. But more importantly than the name Glenn that was given to him is the new name that he received on the day that he was baptized, the name that is above every name, the triune name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When that name was placed upon Glenn, right there, God claimed Glenn to be his own. Right then and there, God gave Glenn the promise of forgiveness and life and salvation. And then as Glenn grew up, he learned even more about this God who had placed his name upon him. He got to do that as he was raised here at Trinity, in the church, and in the school. He learned the Christian faith. He learned about the Savior who died for him and who rose again for him. And then on April 4th, 1982, Glenn stood in front of this congregation on his confirmation day and confessed the faith into which he had been baptized. You can see on the front page of your bulletin at the top, you can see the confirmation verse that he received on that day. And it's a famous one, and it's one that we already have used as a part of our worship service today. It's Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Think about everything that 13-and-a-half-year-old Glenn didn't know on the day that those words, that verse, was given to him for confirmation. All of the ups and downs, all of the joys and sorrows, all of the wins and losses, everything that would eventually come his way, including, yes, how difficult these last years would become. But that confirmation verse never promised that Glenn was going to have a very easy life. The confirmation verse doesn't say that Glenn is always going to be strong, or that Glenn will never struggle, or that Glenn will always make the right decisions. The verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." That's something that Glenn needed to know. And that's something that all of us need right here and right now. Because something that all of us need reminding of at times is that God's faithfulness, His grace, His mercy, His love do not depend upon how good the sheep are. All of it only depends on how good the shepherd is. And in our gospel reading today that we just heard a few moments ago from John chapter 10, we hear about that good shepherd. Jesus tells us who the shepherd is. He says, "I am the good shepherd." And then he tells us what makes the good shepherd good. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's how we know that Jesus loves Glenn. Jesus loves Glenn, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And what does the Bible tell me right here in John 10? What is the good news, the gospel? It's that the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. It's that Jesus went to the cross for sinners like Glenn. He took Glenn's sin and brought it all the way to the cross. He paid the punishment on Glenn's behalf. He laid down his life for his sheep. And on Easter morning, he brought his life back up again so that sin and death would never have the final word. so that we would know, even on a day like today, that there is a hope that goes far beyond everything that we can see in front of us, including this very urn in the front of our sanctuary. So that we would know that there's something that goes far beyond what we're about to witness as we go out to the cemetery and bury this urn into the ground. That there is a day coming when the shepherd will return and gather all of his sheep together into his eternal fold. And there we will be completely restored and renewed forever and ever. There's a day coming when all of our earthly struggles will be forgotten and every tear wiped away from our eyes. When we will be led to green pastures and still waters, and our cups will overflow onto this table that the Good Shepherd has prepared for each and every one of us. Our Good Shepherd Jesus promised us these things even though none of us deserve them. He's not one who turns away just because his sheep are often weak, or they make bad decisions at times, or they make mistakes. Remember what we heard in Isaiah this morning as well. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. Jesus doesn't see weakness and respond to it with disgust. He doesn't see someone who's bruised, a flame flickering low, and decide, well, now I'm just going to cut him off or snuff him out. No. Jesus is gentle with those who are lowly. He's merciful toward sinners. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, there are so many things that we wish could have been different. We wish that these last years could have been easier for Glenn. We wish that there were things that we could have known or that we could have gone back and changed. There are questions that we won't completely have answered on this side of eternity. But you know, Rollin, I've been thinking about your own personal confirmation verse that you shared with me the other day. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. Maybe that's a good word for all of us to hear today. There comes a point in this world where we simply have to entrust the things that we cannot understand to the Lord. We entrust our questions and regrets and griefs to Him, and we entrust Glenn to the mercy of the Good Shepherd who knew him better than any of us could have and who loved him enough to lay down his life for him. The shepherd who came into Glenn's life all those years ago is the same Good Shepherd that we need today because we are weak too. We walk through dark valleys where we can't always see the other side of the path in front of us. And just like Glenn, we don't walk through those paths and those valleys alone. The 23rd Psalm says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So that's what makes it possible for us to simply cling to that promise that we sang about before the sermon even began. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves Glenn. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. And the Bible tells us that the Good Shepherd has conquered death and promised that his sheep will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is our shepherd. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith. Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, and your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet, Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Glenn Schnicker and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love, Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith, Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting, Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Glenn and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise, Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Our closing hymn today is Abide With Me. It's number 878.